Chapter 16, Contemplation, a Technique for Realizing Wisdom. Contemplation for an hour is better than formal worship for 60 years. Muhammad. This chapter introduces contemplation, the third method of the morning and evening program. The contemplation of wisdom is a special method of study that allows us to realize the powerful knowledge hidden in the great wisdom texts. The Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Quran, and the poetry of Rumi, Hafiz, and Whitman are just a few examples. These texts are packed with pearls of wisdom that we can integrate into our being. You do not need a higher power or a religion to practice the contemplation of wisdom. All you need is some quiet time and your favorite wisdom, which can come from any source, secular or spiritual. The aim of ordinary reading, such as a newspaper or a novel, is the accumulation of knowledge and/or entertainment. For these purposes, we generally read straight through without pause. Contemplation requires a different type of reading. Here the goal is the cultivation of spiritual qualities for healing, pain management, and spiritual evolution. Following is a method of contemplative study. With this technique, we slow down our reading so we can go deep into our consciousness in order to convert the words into personal realization. Technique. The pearls of wisdom found in sacred texts reflect the healing qualities that already exist within us. To realize any healing quality, set aside some time and follow these steps. There are six. Choose a topic, study, affirm, act, introspect, mastery. Number one, choose a topic. Pick an area where you would like to do some work, such as becoming more compassionate. Two, study. Find a quiet place to study. Eliminate all distractions. Turn off the TV, radio, telephone. Find a passage in your wisdom book having to do with compassion. Read this passage to get the overall picture. Now go ahead and read the material again, this time jotting down the important points. When written, the material is impressed much deeper in mind and consciousness. Third step is affirm. Affirm one complete thought. This may be a sentence, a few lines, or a paragraph. An example of a thought on compassion from the Dalai Lama is, "The feeling of kindness, love, and compassion is the essence of brotherhood and sisterhood. This compassionate feeling is the basis of inner peace." With your will and concentration, eliminate all other thoughts. Place the affirmation in the center of your being and keep it there for several minutes. When your mind wanders, bring it back to your affirmation. Let the vibratory power of your affirmation spread through your body and surrounding space. Visualize yourself spreading love, compassion, and kindness with each action throughout your day. If you know a technique of meditation, you can include your affirmation and visualization before, during, or after your practice. Affirmations are most effective when the mind is relaxed and open, as during meditation. Fourth step, act. Place note cards with affirmations related to compassion in your shirt pocket or other convenient places. Pull these cards out when you have a spare moment. Review these affirmations as a reminder of your theme for the day. You might give your mind a one-word affirmation, such as compassion. Remember to let compassion be the governor of every thought, attitude, feeling, and action. Notice how an oft-repeated affirmation will come into your conscious mind automatically. This is a sign that compassion is becoming a new mental habit, that it is locked in a brain groove that is slowly gaining momentum and power and will fire off automatically, giving you compassion as your intent and direction. Through repetition and practice, compassion slowly expands. Number 5, introspection. In the evening, you can review your performance that day with respect to your chosen theme. When you fall short, and you will, take note of it and keep trying. For most of us, such a great quality as compassion requires a lifetime of practice. There will be many setbacks. This is natural. Do not allow your ego to slow your progress by denying mistakes and blaming others. Instead, humbly accept your limitations as part of the human condition. This will help you be more compassionate with yourself, as well as others. Mastery. After many years of daily study and practice, compassion slowly takes hold, eventually becoming a habit. It guides all of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. As compassion slowly expands, it surrounds, feeds, permeates, and saturates every aspect of your being. In the end, you become compassion itself. Points to remember. Without contemplation, the inherent healing power of wisdom pearls remains locked up, waiting if not begging for liberation. We have seen many preach about the enlightened life but come up short because they do not know how to transfer the life of the sacred written word into their daily lives. We can avoid this perilous trap by practicing contemplation. With contemplation, we crack open the shell of a pearl of wisdom to reveal its hidden secrets and release its soothing healing powers. Through contemplative practice, we convert the great ideas and healing qualities embedded in wisdom texts from shallow words in our heads to real vibrations that permeate consciousness and action. Affirmations of love, compassion, understanding, and kindness are healing vibrations that go to ourselves and to the cells of other people. The contemplation of wisdom is in the Hall of Fame of cognitive, behavioral, and spiritual practices. It converts such great qualities as compassion or any other healing quality or idea from the surface superficiality of mere words to feeling, experience, and action. It is good to have a positive thought in your mind. It is even better to let it drop down to the center of your being, permeate your entire consciousness, and become a part of who you are. Wisdom thoughts are faithful guides and protectors when they become one's constant companions. The healing qualities described in the great wisdom traditions are within us. We can understand them better in contemplation and embody them through repetitive action. With practice, patience, and perseverance, we expand and express these virtues in our thoughts, feelings, and actions. We become peace, joy, kindness, compassion, courage, and strength. This is realization of wisdom. It is a part of deep healing and full recovery. Include this powerful technique in your healing program. Start your morning and evening program with a period of contemplative study. You will see that it not only works, but also is supremely enjoyable. Exercises. What is the difference between ordinary reading and contemplative study? 2. You do not need a higher power or a religion to practice the contemplation of wisdom. All you need is some quiet time and your favorite positive thoughts, which can come from any source. Some people get their wisdom from spiritual writings in church. Others find it in secular work and the community. Others get it from their family, relationships, their conscience, or the image of God or Buddha within. Some have street smarts. Where do you get your wisdom? 3. Describe the 6 steps for contemplating wisdom. 4. What healing quality would you like to develop? Choose a reading that reflects that quality and then follow the 6 steps for contemplating wisdom. 5. When you are alone and suffering, remember this. Healing qualities, which are already inside of you, are more powerful than painful problems. We can make them grow by practicing contemplation. Find one of your favorite wisdom books, read a meaningful passage, and sit with it for a few minutes. Then focus on one thought and the healing quality that it reflects. Place that thought and healing quality at the center of your consciousness and let it spread to every atom and fiber of your being as well as surrounding space. Notice how your pain is slowly contained, reduced, or eliminated as love, peace, compassion, courage, and strength slowly grow. 6. Describe how the ego interferes with the growth of healing qualities. 7. What is realization of wisdom? 8. Why is introspection necessary for realizing wisdom? 9. Fill your brain with wisdom in the morning. It will set the tone for the rest of the day. 10. It takes time to cultivate the true compassion of a master or to develop any of the other wonderful healing qualities in the spiritual alphabet. Be patient and humble. Your growth will slow down if you make the mistake of thinking you have already mastered the qualities. Acknowledge your limitations. With consistent daily practice, the qualities slowly grow until they become the unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic habits of a sage. In the next chapter, you will study meditation, the 4th method of the morning and evening program. You will learn how to bring stillness into your program.